Hi, this is Sonia Colon, writer and publisher of Powerful Business Marketing Articles to help you succeed in a home-based business. Today, I'm going to be discussing a little bit about how to create high converting content for a successful audience. This is the place where the rubber meets the road. You can have a perfect niche picked out and a prime domain. You might even have a theme other bloggers will be envious of. But if you don't know how to create content that helps you convert your blog into a profitable platform, then you'll be wasting all of your time and energy. Nobody is expecting you to have a PhD in your niche topic. They want help, they want fellowship, they want to be welcomed into a community on your blog where their participation is valued and their leader is there to serve. Some newbies like to mimic certain guru bloggers who sell products about automating the entire blog process. That's one route you can take. You can even convert that way at a 3-7% conversion. So you need a massive amount of traffic, which usually takes deep pockets and a huge list to make that 3% conversion rate worth it. On the other hand, you have the option of building a reputation as a true leader in your niche, someone helpful and available to his or her readers. Bloggers like this routinely convert at 30-40% because their audience trusts them so much. Now, there is a common question that newbies have because they hear conflicting advice. And that question is, what length should a profit-pulling blog post be? Now, some gurus say no less than 300 words, while others say only 800-word blog posts will perform. Some give an answer like this, whatever it needs to be. Those conflicting accounts often paralyze new bloggers because they want to do everything in their power to appease the search engines. For me personally, the best thing that you can do for your blog is to write specifically for human readers, but add a dash of common sense SEO to the mix. Your blog post should be long enough to feel valuable and well thought out, but it should not be so long that people don't have time to read it. So the answer, whatever it needs to be, is most in line with what Google and other search engines are looking for these days, in addition to human readers. Good content gets shared easily and people engage on the blog post in the comments section. Those are qualities that search engines are looking for in the new world of search engine optimization. They don't want to make sure you use a 3% keyword density, but instead want you to have common sense enough to let the readers know what your blog post is all about. So head on over to my Flash and Email blog to read the rest of this blog post. And thank you for your time. And I will see you on my next podcast.